Most of the stuff you're about to listen to relates to the 21st of July, not the 7th. 7th was a tragedy. We condemn any acts of terrorism, loss of life. It's just not necessary. We are evolved people. There must be a better way we can work this out. Any comments, feedback, rants, criticism, death threats, etc., 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 can be sent to radiofreelondon@hushmail.com. We'll even pretend that we're listening.
The following audio recording takes place on the 21st of July in the foul year of our Lord, 2005.
Intention counts for a lot, apparently.
Yeah, but it's not everything, is it?
Well, it's clearly not everything, because of intention counting for a lot, you know.
Well, there'd be a lot of dead people, wouldn't there?
There'd be a lot of dead people, yes, there would. As opposed to four terrorists going, huh?
Well, one of them's got some nasty burns on his back now, so... Do you reckon it was all just like a big, kind of like a stag party sort of wind-up? And it's just like they're all going, yeah, let's do this, and they're all like, whoa, yeah, that'll be cool. And so this one guy has gone down. And I thought these cunts had training camps.
Well, I'm a bit depressed, man. Two of seven bombers went to Pakistan to learn their trade, and they obviously learned something. These guys today, I bet they've not been to Pakistan.
Ooh.
I reckon they went to the fireworks shop in Leeds. There is a fireworks shop in Leeds, just round the corner from the place that all the other guys live. Do you know where the ring raids? There's a fireworks shop just round the corner.
I think we found the hub.
The hub, the ring.
That's where they're all hiding out.
We are amazingly caring, in fact. The most caring person I've ever met.
It's true. That name's getting fucking edited out.
What, you don't want your name associated with this?
Well, yeah, possibly not. Not so.
I really, really feel sorry for the people involved in today's activity. You know, before anyone jumps to any conclusions, I don't feel sorry for the people who, you know, had to get the bus home or had to walk home or you know, suffered any of the inconvenience. No! I feel sorry for the poor fucker with the bomb in his bag. I mean, think about it. You've been promised heaven. You've been promised that you're going to be a martyr, okay? You're doing this thing for your God, and he's going to pardon all your sins, welcome you in. You know, you're sitting there and you're just like, I'll go to Allah, I'll go to Allah. Oh God, he will welcome me, I'll be a hero, I'll be a martyr. All my sins will be forgiven, my family will love me. I can do this, I can go through this, you know. Just think of the hardening of resolve required. Just think of the guts that takes, you know. You stand up and you say, ha-ha, all of you Western pig-dog infidels will die! Click. 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 Oh, fuck. I mean,
it
dejection.
It must be galling.
Yeah, dejection, I mean. How do you recover from that as well? I mean, you're sitting there, nervous in the corner, you know, hardening your resolve, you're sweating, you're looking nervous, you jump to your feet, you scream, you will all die now, infidels! And nothing happens. You just go, oh, sorry, you know, making a TV show here, just joking, bye now! I mean...
That would have been something.
What do you do?
You need Don Johnny to back up.
Yeah! How do you recover from that situation?
That would be good, because if it worked, he'd get blown up.
Don Johnny?
Yeah.
Rocking.
That would be like...
Trigger Happy TV finale.
Yeah.
Dom Jolly smoking boots. That'd be good, man.
Hello? Not this time. Not this time.
Hello! Hello! I'm going to heaven!
Fuck off, aren't you?
nearly. Nearly.
He was quite funny originally, man. The original series Trigger Happy TV ruled.
The Trigger Happy stateside is part of the cast.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's not seen.
Well, they've even got some American people. That's not right, is it?
Not surprised.
You don't do that, do you? American people involved in the British dirt, 40 Towers. And stuff like that. And if they'd had American, the terrorists, I'm doing this thing with my fingers, though, you can't see
the inverted comma thing.
Yeah, I hate that thing, but I'm doing it anyway.
so rah, because otherwise the terrorists win. Yeah, what was it? Oh yeah, getting American people involved, because this is obviously being a farce, and quite an amusing farce, and
I
have been laughing quite a lot about the whole thing today, really. But if you've got American people involved, even if they were, even 13-year-old kids can do better than anything today. 13-year-old spotty role-playing kids.
Goth kids.
Goths as well. Useless goths. I look at Robert Smith, Bloody Cure. He's a lovely man and everything, but...
Yeah, that's a good point. The Columbine High School massacres really did have a higher death toll than today's, you know...
I don't know, like I say, I just feel sorry for the guys, man. It just keeps coming back to that for me. I can't get past the idea. You know?
Because I thought that the whole bus thing blowing up was a mistake.
What, the first one?
Was a mistake because the transport system is shit, and so he couldn't get to the tube.
Well, to be fair, that's why no one really batted an eyelid when it all started happening. Everyone was just like, oh, the tubes aren't running. Yeah. You know, oh well, it's kind of normal, but...
Yeah, but to copy a mistake...
And then to make even more mistakes.
Everything else, yeah.
I mean, it's just, they weren't really, I don't think they were too bright. I think these people sat there and went, right, some other people did something. 2 weeks ago, on the same day, I know, let's do the same thing, with bombs that don't really go off, at the same time the memorial service starts. Man, I'm eagerly anticipating, you know, two weeks' time, Thursday afternoon, I want to see what's going on.
Well, it's obviously on a downward spiral, isn't it? I think this is obviously us beating terror.
Yeah, we have won.
Fantastic.
Because Londoners were not afraid. Absolutely. The bombs didn't go off today.
Oh, thank God for that.
All those people who went and signed on at wearenotafraid.com. Oh, sorry, did I mean another pointless cashin.com?
Yes, well done, everyone there.
Yeah, that's a fine job you've done at wearenotafraid.com. Because without you, no one would have known that we weren't afraid. No. The fact that people just got the fuck on with their lives, contrary to what the Evening Standard may have you believe.
I think it should have been called wearenotemployed.com. And we just sit in front of our computers waiting for excuses to do Photoshop. It's like Photoshop has become the new protest song. It just requires no effort, doesn't it anymore? It's ridiculous. The amount of... What was it? The Alien versus Predator. Whoever wins, we lose. There's millions of them things.
Everyone ripped that off.
I'm just bitter because I thought of it first.
You did.
I can only use Microsoft Paint.
You do a fine job of paint-based bastardisation.
I am hardcore as far as Microsoft Paint. But yeah, it's good Fortnite time. It's going to be... We have some kid running, screaming down the street with a spark yelling,
Jihad!
Yeah, fucking jihad on you all.
And you, a jihad on you!
But look, because they'll be throwing the new sparklers at the feet of toddlers with no mittens on, and they'll be reaching for them, maybe pick them up, and that will be nasty. And, oh, maybe those, the bang things that they throw, the paper wrap things, bang!
The little snap down banger things, yeah.
And stink bombs, and then the week after that...
Whoopee cushions on the Victoria Line shocker! Blackface soap in Charing Cross train toilets!
Itching powder in Marks and Sparks pants. And
Londoners say they're not afraid, but itching. My groin itches, but I'm not afraid.org.
Scratching myself surreptitiously.
If you scratch yourself openly, the terrorists win.
Exactly, yeah. But then if you have a desire to scratch yourself, I'd say go for it, everyone. Because, you know, you've got to carry on with...
I always think a good bit of unsurreptitious scratching really freaks out the people next to you. Especially if you can get it to make that kind of kind of noise, you know. People next to you say, whoa!
I don't think I've ever managed to.
I often actually hide a piece of sandpaper in my pants. So I can put my hand in there and scratch that piece of sandpaper. And people just think, oh my God!
I like to scratch my arms when people talk about heroin. That was quite good fun. Is that right?
No,
possibly.
Yeah.
The fact that we're making this is probably a bad thing.
Bad. This is in no way intended to be horrible to the people who did actually die or anything. In the reasonably successful, well, I say successful.
Yeah, let's be careful with words here. But
not
yeah.
successful, but
the seventh of seventh thing, big tragedy. Not a good thing at all. I disagree with the way the media covered a lot of it, but you know, it was a really bad thing.
I mean, to be honest, I thought if that was all that we got, we'd be lucky really to get away with it. The people who died and the people who were affected obviously aren't lucky.
I mean, so I have a great deal of sympathy for anyone actually directly involved or, you know.
Well, yeah.
But from my experience, you know, I went into town that day deliberately, and the majority of people I encountered were just moaning because it was going to be hard for them to get home. Yet the media would like to have you believe that there was some kind of war breaking out in London, right? You know, I just didn't see anything like that.
Yeah, you people moaning, by the way, because it started to rain, and how much worse could it get?
Yeah.
You fuckers.
That woman on the 35 bus, oh. I'm not impressed with you if you're listening to this. Oh, today I had to evacuate my office, and then I had to walk, and then it started raining. Could today get any worse? You know, you could be dead.
You suck.
But you know, this is all the 7th of the 7th, obviously.
Yes.
Not the 21st of the 7th.
No.
Don't return to a lit... never return to a lit firework. That's where that man made the mistake. That's how he got injured, I tell you. He lit the blue touch paper, he stood back. And it went out. And he went back. That's how he got burnt.
Such a superb image of someone running down a tube platform with their backpack on fire.
It's just kind of like the Catherine wheels. I just, again, it's that scene, you know.
It's a Catherine axis of evil.
I just love, you know, I don't want to stereotype, but names that spring to mind, you know. Abdul turns to Muhammad and goes, Muhammad, are you sure these wheels of Catherine will destroy the infidels? Of course they will. Just light the blue touch paper and let them go. I can do this. I can do this. I'm going to go to Allah. All my sins are going to be forgiven. All of my sins are going to be forgiven. All of you Western pigs will die! Oh, hang on. Can I borrow a lighter? Excuse me. Thank you.
Yeah, all the people standing by would have attacked the terrorists at this point, but they were too busy making... Ooh! Oh, no.
Mum, over there!
It reminds me of the Bill Hicks thing. Well, we hope you enjoyed your fireworks show. But in this case, it actually was.
It was a fireworks show, man. It really was.
But it'd be indoor fireworks next, wouldn't it? It'd be the miniature smoking monkey.
The little foam thing that, like, puts a worm across the train track.
It's gonna be hellish, people. Be prepared. Because these are specifically made for indoors. So, you know...
They will be doubly effective on the tube network.
Yeah, be careful, man. We're going to look like such cunts if there's some smallpox thing going.
We're also going to look like cunts when we get arrested. And accused with, you know, sympathising. Or we could be inciting terrorism.
We could be.
This
we?
Could be taken as us saying to the terrorists, oh, come on, for fuck's sake, will you sort your life out?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, when that new law gets passed,
mm.
you know, any kind of indirect, you know, incitement to terror...
Oh, well, I'm screwed then anyway, because I'm always saying that I wish the terrorists would go after the politicians rather than the innocent bystanders.
Oh, be careful now.
Innocent bystanders, though. Are you going to get into we're all guilty?
No. I was going to get into, you know, telling them to go after the politicians. That'll definitely get you arrested.
To be honest, if it did mean that they went after the politicians, and
you'd be willing.
Fuck alone.
People,
go for that.
Listen to his noble sacrifice.
Yeah.
He's willing to give up his liberty to safeguard London from terror.
No, more to see a politician get a rocket out of the arse, but...
Yeah, to be fair.
Or a Roman candle.
Catherine wheel in the pants.
Spot just through the nipple.
Yes. I mean, I just... Where is it going to go next? I mean... I think it will either be, you know, as we've said, indoor fireworks, whoopee cushions, black-based soap, pepper-based chewing gum, or...
Plastic fly in your ice cube.
Ooh! Fake dog turd. Fake dog turd in the ticket hall.
Stink bombs.
Or they will just decimate half of London with a suitcase move.
Well, yeah.
And then we'll look like cunts. Then we really will.
We'll be dead.
We can hope. If not, if anyone finds out who we are, we will be.
Yeah, oh well. Yeah, no, I knew that, like, politicians, evil, and stuff. I knew that, well, I heard anyway. I don't know, I wasn't there, honest. But no, pretty regimes like this terrible, oppressive one in America at the moment, are responsible for sort of funding terrorism, and, you know, people like George W. Bush are responsible for actually training the terrorists and things like that, but I didn't realise that it was actually the president who taught these people, which appears to be the case.
It would explain a lot, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Although I am impressed that at least one of them did manage to read the instructions on the file.
Really?
Well, I don't know, something got set on fire.
Oh yeah, there was that smell of smoke.
Mm.
I mean, I can understand it's quite fresh in people's minds, but you know, it was just a smell of smoke.
It's a shame George W. Bush wouldn't read the instructions on a firework, actually. The light blue touch paper and retire.
Would he take it that literally?
Take this.
What I think is the most fantastic thing about this time that we're living in now, and this particular, you know, crazy bit of MP3 we're recording, is that, yeah, we find it funny, but so few other people will. We will be, like, denounced as horrible, terrible, evil people.
Sick, twisted fucks. That's the headline.
I wouldn't mind sick, twisted fucks, but I wouldn't actually be that ballsy about it.
No.
Everyone would be like, oh, some naughty things, some naughty things. At the end of the day, you know, you have to see the funny side of things. You know, we appreciate that there's a load of bad shit happening and, you know...
Yeah, commiserations.
Commiserations and sympathy does, you know, go out to the 7th of the 7th and everyone who's involved. It's awful. Yeah,
I
but
feel sorry
today,
for these guys' families, because
yeah.
This is embarrassing.
Yeah. I mean,
at least, you know, the other people, the other families, even if they didn't approve of what was going on, at least they achieved something. That's maybe terrible, but, you know, if you... You get the police turning up with your would-be suicide bomber. They've got him by the ear. I'm sorry about this, Mrs. Smith. But your son's a prick.
I'm thinking somewhere along the line, someone forgot to kind of explain to these guys that, you know, to be a suicide bomber involves suicide.
Yeah, I'm still waiting to find out it was like a shock marketing campaign for Benetton or something.
Oh, that would be great.
Wouldn't it?
That would be so good. Mm. At that point, I'd be lobbying fucking Parliament for, like, execution of marketing officials.
No, I'd do that. Anyway, you'd come down then.
Yeah, wicked.
It's cool. We have a chat with all the rest of the people demonstrating outside the House of Parliament.
They passed the law to get rid of that guy, you know. You know that one guy who's been maintaining a vigil for like 6 years?
Right, it must be so difficult ignoring people on a regular basis, you know.
But they are passing a law because terrorists could use his line of placards as cover for action. Yeah, this 3 foot high line of poster boards. Yeah, this guy demonstrating outside Parliament that's been there for the last 6 years or so is being moved on because terrorists could hide behind... Maybe they're like midget pygmy terrorists.
I think he was there when the IRA fired those mortars. I think that they used...
The IRA fired mortars?
I think they used a sandwich board.
Really?
To hide
their van full of mortars. Everyone seems to have forgotten that, you know, the IRA actually made an attempt at the life of the Prime Minister by firing mortars at Downing Street. You know, everyone...
See, that's... If there are any terrorists listening... I'm not allowed to say anything with that.
No, say nothing.
Yeah, but if there are any terrorists listening, one, don't do it, because you could end up looking as stupid as the people today.
Or you could kill people, either of which is just not on.
I'd say, you know... I'm guessing that you have some kind of self-image problems or something, that you seem to think you're worth more dead than alive, which...
is clearly not true. Well, I don't know, actually.
Yeah, if you... No,
if you work in marketing or advertising...
Oh, yeah, then fuck
suicide bombing could be a good way out. Just take your office with you.
Yeah, exactly, the whole building.
Just the office would do, I mean.
Well, yeah, go and hug.
Big city law firm, yep, that's fair game,
boss. Hug your boss. Have a suicide bombers hug their advertising exact bosses
yes.
or something.
Yes.
Take your bomb to work.
Oh, just out of interest, did you catch the Ken Livingstone thing? The statement he made on Wednesday?
Stunning.
Where he said, this is the fault of Western governments for interfering in Arab affairs since World War One.
Yes.
God damn it. How dare he come out like that and criticise our nation?
Yeah.
Fucker. How dare he speak the truth?
Exactly. These people with their facts.
Cold, hard evidence.
Exactly, yeah.
I bet he collected that for ages as well.
Probably.
Painstaking research.
Well, you know he's a conspiracy nut.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
A noob saving conspiracy
nut. I mean, anyone who bothers putting that much research.
And he questioned the government at the same time.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
He must be insane.
That's just not on.
Yeah, nice one.
Yeah, well done, man.
Yeah, I'll pay you congestion charge to keep saying stuff like that.
One of the few people who actually seemed to have got the facts straight and really called it as he saw it.
And is somehow still in politics.
Yeah, I'm confused with this.
Yeah.
I mean, the man has done. If you look back over his career, he has just a history of saying the most whacked out things. And yet, he's still quite popular. Not that popular anymore, but quite popular.
Well, the thing is, he manages to do things that aren't that popular, but people still...
I'm amazed he got back in the second time round after putting the congestion charge in. I mean,
yeah.
Mind you, he did do a lot of good work for public transport and all that kind of stuff,
yes.
But I don't know. It's kind of interesting that he does manage to survive and seemingly speak that much truth.
Yeah. Well, he's got the newts on his side.
It's all about the newts, people. All about the newts.
It is. You look on the internet, the reptilians.
You can check it out at KenLivingstonsNewts.com.
Yeah. Well, do you think Ken Livingstone's a reptilian or a grey?
Or
whatever.
We're accusing him of being an alien. I don't think Ken Livingstone is an alien, mate. If he's an alien, he wears good suits.
Does he?
Yeah.
I've not really looked at him.
He wears good suits.
From a sartorial angle.
No, he wears good suits.
Oh, cool.
A friend and I met him in fact, I say met him. He was there, we were there. You know, I'd like to make it out to be more than it was, but he was giving a news interview, and there was him, a journalist, and a cameraman. No police, no security guards, no driver, no assistant, nothing, just him.
Oh, he can talk for himself.
He can talk for himself, and he doesn't need 100 bodyguards.
Is there a hand up his backside?
There was not.
Fantastic.
There was not, unless the puppeteer had a scuba kit on and was in one of the fountains. Which is possible.
Could have been. I wish I could think of something horrible to say about Ken Livingstone, just because I feel like we're sucking his cock. But
then, you know...
I'd suck his cock for coming out and saying that.
To be fair, yeah, I think I could be persuaded.
Yeah.
You know? I might not let him jizz in my face, but...
No.
And there'd be no KY warming, definitely
I'd
not.
I'd be too scared to suck off George Galloway.
Why?
Just because I think he'd be too bossy.
He'd be like, grab you by the back of the head and be fucking your face.
I've not had enough practice.
Yeah.
And,
it'd be a bit of deep throat gag action going on, I reckon.
It would be.
Any minute now, we're going to find out that none of this has been recorded.
and then we'll go to sleep and wake up and nothing will have changed and everything will be wonderful and that'll be good, but...
You mean that's not how it works? I thought that... Oh, no, hang on. Tomorrow we get the London unaffected, London unafraid, we are so great, we are so brilliant stories. And then by next Monday, we get a little bit more of that. And by Tuesday, we're back into feel-good news. We're back into Bessie, the amazing golden retriever who rescued her owner from the Thames, or
we're back into that. We're also back into the rewriting of the story, saying terrorists are everywhere, here they are, causing terror.
That's a good... Because we're not
Jewish
afraid...
Freedom.
Yeah. Because we're not afraid, we need to install chemical sniffers in every tube station.
Yep.
We need identity cards, because that would have stopped this, obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't ask the details. Don't ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's not patriotic. You'd be a terrorist if you asked questions about the plans.
Oh, well, yeah, or at least supporting it or something. Or I'm sure Charles Clark could think of something which would put you under house arrest.
Yeah.
I think he did say...
This, in fact, could put us under house arrest, I would imagine.
Quite possibly.
In fact, anything could. They don't have to show evidence to anyone.
Do they pay your rent?
It could be interesting
to
find out.
They should pay
But you don't get any internet access.
Really?
Yeah, no computers, no phones.
I don't get any anyway, so...
Yeah, that could be interesting. Bring you your meals, I'm sure. Otherwise you'd starve, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yes, because we're not afraid, we need a Europe-wide database of mobile phone, SMS and email collection. Well, because we're not afraid.
No.
Because we're not scared of anything else happening. Yeah? We are so not afraid, we need to collect every phone call, SMS and email you make or send. Every message. And what do you think they're going to do with that kind of repository of information?
Well, I'll tell you what.
Can you tell me this without inciting terror or not being a patriot? You know, it was a rhetorical question. You can't actually answer the question without, you know.
Maybe. No, probably not. I'm fucking scared of Charles Clark.
Yeah. Yeah, I am. This is the thing, there is no sense of humour out there at the moment. This is the problem. This is my only concern about making this recording, is that everyone's sense of humour seems to have gone away.
Because
we're not afraid.
I know what will make people laugh about Charles Clark.
What?
And he got waggly ears. And he got waggly ears. Imagine his ears waggling.
But has he got waggly ears because we're not afraid?
I think he has. I think his waggly ears have been adopted.
Really?
Because he wants us to not be afraid. And whenever he appears, his waggly ears get bigger. And eventually, he's going to have big waggly ears like Dumbo. And he's going to fly around the house of Houses of Parliament, which...
Do you know you can walk in there?
Yeah.
So by law, you can walk in the House of Parliament and demand to see your MP. And do you know what happens?
I don't think it happens.
Do you know what happens?
What happens?
The people you speak to, right, they go out the back, and they ignore the phone system that they could call the MP's office, and they go... Mr. Galloway! No, he's not here, sorry! And they send you away.
Really?
Yes. A friend of mine used to work in Parliament.
Ah, cool, that's cunning, that is.
But it's just done for everyone. The chance of you actually going there and demanding to see your MP and seeing him, next to nil.
Or maybe more...
I lose all enthusiasm for politics because just no one asks the questions that I want to see asked. Mainly being, because we're not afraid, we're now going to record every phone call, email and SMS you make or send.
That's hideous.
I mean, how does...
That's just double think.
That the whole concept, because we're not afraid, we are not afraid of terror. We are not bowing, we are not afraid. Right? Yet we're going to do these things and take away your liberties. So if we're not afraid, we should continue living as we are. I don't see how you can express that as a point of view.
It's like the police today when they were saying this is not a serious incident.
It's only closed three entire tube lines. I don't know. I think that was essentially because it could have been so much more.
Oh yes.
Yeah. You know, it
well,
could have
shut
been
out a lot more, didn't they?
Yeah, but I mean, it could have been germ warfare or something like that, you know, it could have been a lot of other things. Also, I guess they were looking for the people involved because they weren't dead.
Yeah.
I kind of hope they catch, well, they really need to catch them.
Well, fingers crossed they've got one of them. Shouldn't have been half the spot.
I mean, they have CCTV and
he
stuff.
He was wearing his I went to London and all I got was this melted rucksack on my t-shirt.
I went to London and returned to a lit file. I mean, they've got huge amounts of CCTV and really good intelligence anyway. I mean, the speed with which they put together CCTV stuff from 7/7 was amazing. I mean, you know, we do have very good and competent intelligence services in this country normally.
Well, we also have a lot of CCTV.
Yeah, on the underground particularly, we have huge amounts of it.
Vast.
So people, if you want fun, apply to London Underground and tell them, under the Data Protection Act, you want copies of all CCTV footage they hold on you. Mm. It will cost you about a tenner and probably put them out of business. Because
that
would
be nice.
Yeah, I reckon if you got enough people to do that, you really could just ruin.
I'm still waiting for someone to make a full feature film
like that.
Oh no, they did. It was Creep and it was crap.
Okay.
Sorry, anyone who liked that. No bollocks. What am I saying? Sorry.
Sorry, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Don't think so.
Sorry is probably not something we are really.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, you were directly affected, in which case, yeah, we are.
Oh,
we said that hundreds of times.
Yeah, no, you might think sorry as in sorry, sad cases or something like that. But yeah.
Ooh, look at that one, Mum! Mummy, why is that man telling us that we're all infidels and we're going to die and then looking really dejected? I wonder if they're going to get. Oh man!
I hope the poor.
We should make them t-shirts.
I hope he did it when he was near the newer stop. Because otherwise there would have been that awkward
awkward silence, everyone looking at their feet.
Yeah, it's like if you fart really loud on the tube or something. No one says anything.
That's because they're British. Everyone's going to be standing there just looking at the smoking rucksack, not wanting to say anything.
No, they're all going to be feeling kind of embarrassed for him. And like, oh god. Yeah. Or just someone probably giving like a couple of quid.
Oh man.
So whoever did that is actually going to.
Supporting terror.
Supporting terror.
Yeah.
Hard lines.
I'm wondering if, you know, if they do come to trial, we should make banners saying, ha ha, Allah didn't want you. I reckon that would
probably... I think we should set up a support website for them.
What, for AllahDidn'tWantYou.com?
AllahDidn'tWantMe.com, and they could all...
Failed suicide bombers around the world, unite. And then, we could sell their IPs out to the government, and actually, like, you know...
We could, couldn't we?
We could work for the man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know, is it wrong to say, Allah didn't want you? That does become.
I'd be surprised if Allah wanted anyone to do that.
I'd hope he didn't, but you know, he's not a nice chap if he did. But that's the thing, when you come down to that level of faith, you know, these people are willing to die for their cause. And okay, we don't know what their cause was. I mean, these could have been, you know, four BNP members from Essex, for all we know at the moment. Mm. We don't know if these people were.
I do have in my mind the idea of like four 14-year-old boys from Eton. At the moment, I can just see them with their stupid goggly fucking.
That's gonna be a good joke, lad.
All the same, curly Prince William haircut. It's true. You can, if you go for a walk around Windsor or Eton or anywhere, like, you can spot who go for Eton because they've all got the same fucking haircut. I don't know why, and that's digression.
They're all descended from the same people, I suspect. But yeah, I mean, we don't know who these people are, but you know, if you have that much faith to believe that your God wanted you to blow yourself up and kill innocent people, right? What happens when this happens? What happens when it goes wrong? Are you just sitting there going, well, my God didn't want it to be? Or are you genuinely pissed off? Are you really going, fuck?
It's true, actually. It's, I mean, the thing is, these people have all this faith in a God who is supposedly omnipotent, can do anything, but needs
them to blow themselves up.
Dickheads like this to
yeah. Doesn't really make sense, does it?
Yeah, let off a firecracker on the tube to spread his word. I think if I was God, Allah, Buddha, any of them fictional characters, I would be I'd be mortified if people were
doing that kind of shit in my name, yeah. It's true.
God, I'd just be so embarrassed. No wonder. But I mean, wonder if we're lost and
what,
without faith. It's because
concept
is just like so embarrassed with the whole thing. He's gone off to Mars.
What I find like what annoys me about the situation the most is the way the
dinosaur skeleton.
It really annoys me. People are so willing to, you know, Muslim extremists, Muslim, and brownies. These are people, all of the Muslims I've dealt with and have any contact with have just been like some of the nicest, friendliest people. You know, they have an amazing sense of community, they have an amazing sort of sense of spirit and organisation, you know. But it's incredible. It puts, you know, most sort of conventional white English families I know to shame. It really does. These people are, from my experience, you know, nice, wholesome people just like me or you. And because some other people who follow the same religion as them have gone off and done crazy things, people are getting demonised horribly. I mean, I've read bits of the Quran, I've not read it all, and obviously I can't read it properly because I don't read Arabic. But you know, I've read translations and things that, you know, that were allegedly reasonably close, but obviously I don't know. And nowhere does it say this thing is alright. In the same way that the Bible doesn't say it's okay to withhold contraception from Africa and kill millions of people. In the same way that, you know, the Bible doesn't say, and thou shalt not commit abortions. This is just all about people spinning religions. It's not about the religions themselves anymore. It's about how, you know, bad, and if you want to call them evil people, interpret shit and manipulate people to their ends. So, that would be a lesson to you all. Sorry, you need to speak, I'm out of punchlines. That was the least moral meaningful bit.
Yeah, congratulations if you made it this far. That may be confusing if I put this bit at the start. Or, you know what we should do?
What?
We should take that bit and flip and reverse it. So that when you play the track backwards,
you get the deep meaningful message.
You get a deep meaningful
message. Man, people are either going to love this shit or they're going to hate us. And they're not going to bother playing it backwards if they hate us. They're just going to be going like, how dare these people be so... I can't even bother pretending to be offended, mate.
Do not read my lips because you cannot see them. Just listen. There are no secret hidden messages if you play this backwards. It's that London bomber Hasib Hussein visited Pakistan is called into question by a TV sharing his name.
They showed you pictures of a 16-year-old boy.
Really?
From a passport. At which point the 16-year-old boy went, but that wasn't me!
Wicked. I suppose it's quite easy to prove that you haven't suicided yourself.
Yeah. Anyway. This has to end.
We're going to go and edit this now, and then you can all go...
Hopefully get it down from the crazy 45 minutes it's currently at.
I don't know, I quite like the idea of putting out something of substance, if not...
Will anyone listen to it, though?
I don't know.
Are so many... The problem with this is we have to edit it really carefully to make sure all the bits where we say things that we really shouldn't say...
Yeah, we better stop, actually, to get on with that.
And is it worth issuing a final disclaimer that we can just shove in at the beginning?
Yeah, probably.